the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. If you're looking for a career with great income potential and job security, listen up. IT, it's a constant high-growth sector, and if you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be for you. For career changers, there's one place to check out. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Houston is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And that's where My Computer Career comes in. It's more than just a school. Our complete career change programs help you get into the industry by partnering with hundreds of employers that hire our students. Most students start their first job in just a few months. You're attending class only twice a week, on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life. And at My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today. Find out if an IT career is right for you. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Over the past three decades, which 30 years, almost every team that lost Game 1 of the World Series has gone on to lose the series.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good time.
Game 1 losers have lost the past 6, 12 of the last 13, 17 of the past 19, 19 of the past 22, and 24 of the past 28.
Oh, yes.
Going all the way back to 1997, the only two teams to lose Game 1 and then win the series, 2009 Yankees, 2002 Angels.
I feel good about that.
You feel better now?
165.
165? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was 135.
No, 165.
Okay. Well, that's even better.
I mean, there's a lot of people, and I will say this. Normally, if your team loses and you start crying about officiating, I'm the first one to say you're an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, they're whining about the strike zone.
Strike zone.
Yeah.
I'll say this, though. I just think the Indians did a better job of framing pitches.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz.
That was the recap of what we've been talking about on the show.
Apparently, that's the only sports we did. Hour number three. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Also want to remind you, pick your superhero or supervillain of the week. Tweet it to Degenerates 975. Tag Bedrock City Comics. And the best one, next to last segment, John will pick. And you will get a $25 gift card from Bedrock City Comic Company and a t-shirt. 832. So you're saying the media sexualizing big butts in the 70s influenced more than present-day media via magazines. Hey, man, in the 70s, that's all we had. That was the media. That was the internet. That was everything. Was magazines, TVs, newspapers. There's a reason newspapers used to be gods, and that was it. And, yes, that's sexualizing big butts in the 70s was very much a magazine thing and very much a media thing at the time. So, you know, I know a lot of you guys think that everything started with Kim Kardashian, but there was a world before her, and there was a media
world. The world was spinning.
And there was a media world before the internet, and it was not as instant, and it was not as, you know, and trust me, I like this a lot better, but there was media before all this.
That's true.
There was public opinion before all this. There's a reason certain people became big stars. All right. What do you want to do here? Because all I really need to do at some point is a gem of the day, and we need to give away the comics. Otherwise, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Well, I hate to turn the people away, Fred. I feel like we've struck a nerve, either amongst our listeners or amongst hoes. I don't know which. But I feel like people enjoy talking about this. I did want to run out this board and then get onto something else. But I think we can run through a few more of these.
All right.
Let's go with Andre, who says he wants to drop some knowledge on us. Hello, Andre.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
All right, so first off, Trick Daddy is straight up telling the truth, man.
Oh, boy.
Come on. You ever been to Walmart? Come on, you walking down the aisle, who beating their kids? Who talking loud on the damn phone, you can't hear what somebody else is saying. I mean, you got white girls, they do what you tell them to. Black girls look at you like you done lost your damn mind. Come on, man. It's the truth. We doing What a Lot Wednesday? All right, let's put it in numbers, bro. All right, so you got 80% black women that are straight-up chicken head, and then you got 80% white women that do what the hell you want. Maybe you got 50% Hispanic women do the same thing. And let's do this. 100% all women, crazy, straight-up. So,
I believe that.
I tell you right now, man, they straight up nuts. You ain't got no woman that is straight up sane. They all a little crazy. You just got to pick the one that's less crazy than the next. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I don't believe that all or that 80% of black women are chicken heads. I can't believe that number to be true. That seems a... I don't think that's fair.
I also been around a lot of white women that aren't going to do what you tell them.
Yeah, 100% of white women aren't doing what you want. I promise you that too. Your math is off on that for sure. Let's talk to Brandon. What's up, Brandon? Sports.
Hello?
Hey, sports, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Are you on Bluetooth or speakerphone or something?
Oh, yeah, I had it on speakerphone, man, because I was been on hold for a while. But, hey, man, what are the odds y'all just got the hood listening to y'all, man? Because I'm in the hood right now, man, and this topic is hot, man.
Where are you at in the hood? What part of the city are you in?
I'm on Belfin at 45, man.
Yeah? Is there a lot of hood guys listening to our show?
They were. They just walked out to do something illegal. I can't talk about that right now.
You think?
But we listen every day though. We always listen to y'all, man.
I knew it.
Fred, I'm from your hometown, from G County, man.
Nice.
But yeah, man. What I want to say was, Trick Daddy is half right and half wrong by disgracing the black women on the internet like that. But what he kind of saying is true, and what he says about hoes in general is the ones that go out and look for money that's not doing it with themselves, that use their body to try to get what they want, which is wrong. But see, what it is that the black women out here that grew up in the hood, they raised like that, and they see that, and they see that's what it takes for them to get where they want to be and what they need, which is not right. And see, the white girls and the Mexican girls, yeah, they taking care of their body. They got the same thing to offer them same hood girls are having. So it means that more black men are going to the white girls and the Latinas because they ain't got to put up with the attitude and the wretchedness of the hood girls. So what he really saying is that they need to step their game up and do something different, educate themselves and better themselves so they won't have to compete in that way. And he was saying hoes. When we say hoes, we talk like, hey, man, you seen that hoe over there, man? But he could be talking about his sister, or he could be talking about another dude. When I say, man, that hoe joint came down the street. You know what I mean? I'm talking about a guy. We say hoe in general. But in this whole meaning of the situation is that black women that use their bodies to get where they want to be, they can't do that no more. Because white girls and Latinas and other races are stepping their bodies and their physiques up, and they're keeping themselves up. So they can't use that same way to get a man. They need to step their way up in a whole different level. They need to do better themselves, educate themselves, get better jobs, go to college, stuff like that. And I'm just giving you the hood perspective.
You got
man,
a
but I like the topic.
You got a woman down there?
Yeah, I got a woman. I got a couple women.
Is she a black girl?
Yeah, black girl, yeah. I'm a type of guy, man. I don't date outside my race. You know what I mean? So I stick to my black women, and I tell her ass the same thing. Hey, you know, you need to step your game up. I'm not going to go after a ratchet, even if I'm in the hood. I'm not going to go after a ratchet. It's more, women got more to offer nowadays, man. I just think they took Trick Daddy the wrong way. You know what I mean?
You ever threaten your woman to go find a white hoe or a Spanish hoe?
Nah, she probably whooped my ass.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that the hood is listening. I've always known that. I had a deep connection to the inner city here, and you've just confirmed it. There's a lot of hood people listen to Fred too. Fred's got a deep hood following. I've always known that too.
I actually did grow up in the hood though.
Yeah,
I mean that's Lamarck was not a great place when I was growing up. Not gonna lie.
Let's talk to Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. I love the show.
Hey, thank you.
Let me say this. This is a funny topic. I mean, you know, I'm from the Caribbean, all right? I'm a black male. And I'll tell you right now, the whole attitude thing, it's not a black thing. It's a cultural thing. Because black Caribbean women do not have that nasty, negative attitude that African-American women have. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say about it, and that's my two cents.
So you think that when Trick Daddy is talking about these black hoes, he's talking about American black hoes?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, I think when he talks about Spanish women, I think, particularly the guy lives in Miami, I don't think he's talking about chicks from Spain. I doubt Trick Daddy knows too many girls from Barcelona. I mean, I'm guessing he's talking about, like, Cuban chicks and Dominican chicks and Puerto Rican chicks and Mexican chicks would be my guess. But he just lumps them into the Spanish category. But I think you mentioned that earlier, that it's not fair to you said we do have black listeners who aren't African-American.
Right.
So I had to specify. So I thank you for that, Fred. Let's talk to Mo. Hello, Mo.
Radio
Mo,
down.
Turn your radio down. Let's go. Mo, come on.
Hey.
Turn your radio down. What's up, man? We lost him, Joe. What the hell is happening? I have no idea. All right. I'm going to read this commercial, and then I think we're going to come back, and we're going to start fresh, Fred. I think we've talked enough about this. I think we've gotten the pulse of the people. Do you have an opinion, a definite opinion on this after hearing what everyone had to say?
Yeah. I don't think he's talking about the same kind of women that I know, whatever the race is.
Okay.
So I don't think we run in the same circles.
That's true. That's true. You are not a famous rapper.
So I really can't.
Although you're the same age.
I am.
Yeah, you guys just don't seem to have.
And I've dabbled in a lot of different ages and races and everything.
Right.
Have you ever had
anybody like any ghetto folk? Because like you said, you grew up in kind of the hood.
Yes.
Did you have a ratchet hoe at some point?
It's not a term I would use, but you know, for what you're trying to describe, yeah.
Yeah. Was it a pain in the ass?
No, actually, but
she was very pleasant.
Didn't last very long.
No, because she was too ratchet.
No, mainly because I was like 18. So,
Jung, have you ever dated outside of the Asian culture?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you gone just white girls, or have you gone with Latina women or black women?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
What have your findings been?
I mean, they were like first date kind of things, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Did any did the black women did you find they needed to tighten up?
It's a first date.
Hard to know.
Yeah.
It's hard to know.
The only race that I will.
You never went on a second date with a black girl?
I have not gone on a second date with anybody else but Teresa.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm pretty picky.
You lucked out on that one. Mm. Plus, I mean, listen, you find a chick who's used to having black penis, and then you show up with that Asian penis. Good Lord. Speaking of, just kidding. What were you going to say before we do this commercial?
That's
refit?
All right. Let's move on.
Okay. Let's talk about Dick's Sporting Goods, guys. Dick's Sporting Goods now open all across the city. 10 new stores here in Houston now. They opened up this last weekend. They opened at Willowbrook, Deerbrook Mall, the Woodlands, First Colony Mall, and two other locations, Katy and Baybrook. Is it Baybrook or Friendswood, Fred? You tell me. That's your
Baybrook Mall.
Okay, but it's in Friendswood? In Friendswood. Okay. These are huge buildings that actually have a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy all in one spot. So whatever your sport, whatever your game, whatever your hobby, Dick's has you covered. If you're into snow skiing, you're into biking, you're into fishing, you're into golfing, they've got you covered. And all your team sports are covered as well. You can get your footwear, your apparel, everything. Every athlete's need under one roof. These Dick's Sporting Goods are the first of their kind, and I got to go out to the grand opening of the one in Willowbrook. I'm telling you, this store is amazing. There's a lot of sporting goods stores in town, and a lot of sporting goods stores have just packed up their bags and left this city over the last year. Dix is blowing them all out of the water. This place is amazing. You're going to love it. They'll price match anything. To find out more about Dix and what they've got going on here in Houston, visit Dix.com/Houston. They've got great in-store services. Whatever you need to get done, you can get it done at Dix. That's Dix.com/Houston. Let's go.
On ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Eagles Sunday Night Football, 7 p.m. on ESPN 97.5. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products.
All right, we're back on the Blitz. Now, what I was going to say, I've dated a lot of different, and some long term, some short term. There's only been one, and maybe it's just because I got the only three I went out with were Bat Bleep.
Right.
There's only been one race that I've ever actually been that I judge because all three of the women I went out with were absolutely crazy. I mean, insane kind of crazy, like chop you up in your sleep. Russians.
Yeah.
And I love Russian women because that accent, that gets me every time. I don't care what you look like. If you got you that like accent, that. Oh, God, yeah.
You're down with a Helga
and,
even.
And probably. But this one I dated was a doctor. You'd think she'd be normal, right?
No.
Dude, she was
She's a Russian mess. Doctor. That means she
was a mess.
She uses like a hacksaw.
Look, I'm a mess, right? She made me look like one of the most stable human beings on the planet. So, yeah.
Haitian Diva says, I'm not a hoe, so I never found Trick Daddy's comments offensive. At the end of the day, Trick Daddy was talking about hoes, so if you're not one, then you shouldn't feel offended.
I'm not offended either.
Let's take one more call on this, and we'll move on. Chris, you got the last word on Trick Daddy, Chris.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
We got you.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking the same thing, man, that they took it all out of proportion and out of the wrong perspective because he's speaking generally to, you know, about black females. I can see why they're offended, but he's speaking to those who are bitches and those who are hoes who really don't have much to offer us, no more than, you know, a prom date. Somebody that, you know, you take pictures with and look cute with, but they, you know, that's all they have to offer. That's just like if somebody made a general statement about, per se, niggas in the street, and I'm a black man, and I'm, you know, a professional, and I have a professional career. They make comments like that. I shouldn't be offended because I'm not in the street running loose, catching bodies. If they say you're niggas in the street, need to step their game up.
We can't. We can dump
you twice, but
yeah, we can't. We can't say. I don't know if we can, but we're not letting that word get out on our air.
No,
but.
So it was.
I don't know. I don't know.
It literally was the last word.
Yeah. Is that an FCC thing or is that just a?
It is. You can get fined for the context.
Yeah. It's like when you talk about you can use the word dick when you're not referring to something like that.
Right.
If you're referring to a person or a
I got what Chris was saying. Like he's saying I don't want to get into it, but yeah, we're not an N-word kind of show. We have some street cred, but not that kind of street cred that we can go around throwing that up on the show. So, but we get what you're saying, Chris. All right, let's talk to Matt on what appears is not a Trick Daddy call.
Hey now,
sports, Matt.
Sports guys. So I kind of feel out of place today.
No hoes.
No hoes. Let's switch from one demographic to another. Let's switch to my favorite demographic of black men, the Georgia Bulldog football team. What are the odds my Georgia Bulldogs pull off a upset this weekend? Thanks.
It's funny, winning the game. That seems like a stretch to me. I don't know what Georgia is, and I found myself maybe a little bit suckered by Georgia early on, Fred. And, you know, everybody was worried that they made the wrong decision on their coach. And
I still believe they made the wrong decision on their coach, and I believed it at the time, and
but I, said,
I believed it early in the season.
I said, Kirby Smart has done a pretty good job. And
with Nick Saban looking over his shoulder the whole time, that's what always concerned me. is Nick Saban is a terrific defensive coach. I could go in there and be defensive coordinator and they're winning national championships.
Well, I'm saying I was thinking they were doing a pretty good job even up until this last week. And they beat North Carolina early, which I thought was a good win. I still think it's a pretty good win. They lost at Ole Miss.
But let's not overlook the fact that they should have lost to Nichols. They should have lost to Missouri. They had to pull those out.
And they didn't dominate South Carolina the way they should have been dominated. But then you lost to Vanderbilt.
Honestly, the only game on that schedule, there are only two good performances, in my opinion. The win over North Carolina and the loss to Tennessee. Probably the only two good games that team's played all year.
I wouldn't disagree.
And... yeah.
So do I think that suddenly they're going to beat Florida? I would imagine no.
Not that Florida is that great.
No, but I just think it's going to take some time for Georgia to really get their identity and get things figured out. Particularly on the defensive end. I would have said that until they could only put up 16 points on Vanderbilt. So
losing Nick Chubb was
that's
has
tough.
Hurt them. I mean, and not that I mean he's been hurt. Pretty much his whole career there, so expecting him to be there is one thing. But I just think you're up against it this year, and I think by mid next year you'll know if Kirby Smart's the right guy.
Yeah, I think it's just going to take a couple seasons to figure it out. If he's not the right guy, that's possible too. But I think you're looking at a couple years of being a very middle of the road SEC team,
which you never really were under Mark Richt. You were always at least close.
You were nipping at the top of that SEC East.
I know when you make that move, the move is to take that next step and get better.
It's like it's the Marvin Lewis question, is what it was at Georgia.
So I think
was Mark Richt ever going to win them a national championship? I would have said probably not. But was Mark Richt ever going to, be 4-3 with a loss to Vanderbilt? That also seems unlikely.
Yeah. Let's try Eddie. What's up, Eddie?
Eddie, sports.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going all right, man. What's up?
Nothing. I had a what are the odds question that the Saints upset the Seahawks, and a previous question was kind of the same. And also, I'm going to throw one in there. I know you guys are out on The Walking Dead, but I actually think Jeffrey Dean Morgan is actually killing playing Negan, both figuratively and literally. So I'll hang up listening, guys.
I watched the first episode. I thought it was pretty good. I'll tell you what I don't like is I don't like what there was some talk show he was on this morning, in fact. I was flipping through and I saw him, and he's like trying to be a good guy. I don't like that. I like feeling like I like if you're going to play a really bad guy on a show, I want you to have some mystery to you. Like, I wouldn't have liked it if Joffrey came on a show and was just like...
just a sweetheart?
Yeah, I don't want that.
Because the guy who played Ramsay Bolton is apparently just the nicest guy in the world.
But I don't need to
see
that.
And so that's why I never watched any interviews with him for that same reason. I have to think of you as Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah, that helps me too. So he's been doing a bunch of press. And I get it. He's a famous guy. He was famous before The Walking Dead. But I just don't like that. Like, I want you to pretend like this is the only job you've ever had, and you want to keep this, like, mystery about you.
I'll be honest. I watched about half of it the other night to see what all the buzz was about, and it was I found it to be almost comical. It was almost like watching Ash versus Evil Dead. They were trying so hard to make it grotesque.
They have done a lot. They've tried to make it like a gore fest,
It is a cheap thrill, but it's also a poor attempt to shock value the way that Game of Thrones does, and it's just not done as well, and it just gives me no interest in going back to it. I know I said I was going to wait 3 episodes, but everybody was talking about it, so I had to give it a try. And then, after the second death, I'm just like, this is just dumb. This is not worth my time.
Well, listen, I can't blame you.
So,
all right, what are we doing here, John? Ah, my good friends at DraftKings. I was putting together my fantasy football rankings list for Fred's website this weekend, or for this weekend's rankings, and it made me realize that I don't have very many of the players that I'm listing. All my players are worse than the listed players, which that's never a good feeling. The good thing is at DraftKings, I don't have to worry about that. I can get good players this weekend. If I want Tom Brady on my team this weekend, I can have Tom Brady on my team this weekend. If I want Golden Tate on my team this weekend, I'm not saying you know, what's going to happen. But I'm just saying, I can have Golden Tate on my team. It's not too late to save your season. You can win huge cash prizes at DraftKings. It's the one-week destination for fantasy football, which means no season-long commitments to bad players. No season-long commitment to injured players. You're not going to have to be combing the waiver wire at 2 a.m. to replace your broken-down running back. Every week's a brand new season. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Play every week with friends or play with strangers. Take their money. Try 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries win money. If your current fantasy team's circling the drain, you can still win huge cash prizes at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code Houston. You'll play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. It's only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. The website is DraftKings.com. When the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
All right, we're back. Al said, I read all the Walking Dead comics and the show disgusts me. They dragged the story out to a snail pace. For example, the governor was in it for like 10 comics. Also, Rick isn't a methy hillbilly. I didn't eject until right after the next year after the governor thing. It was about four episodes into that year when there were three episodes in a row where they were just walking and talking for three episodes and nothing happened. And I finally just said enough. And I did try, guys, because a lot of people want you to talk about the show. I gave it a try. It's just...
it's not for you anymore.
It's not.
Honestly, it's not for me anymore, but my wife still likes it, so I'm stuck watching.
And that's cool, but... yeah, because
it is what it is.
But there's some shows that my wife ejected on before me, and there's some shows of hers I've just ejected on. It's like, hey, you watch it, I won't.
She has shown some chinks in the armor. Like, maybe she's starting to get sick of the show. I will say that.
There was a really good article somebody tweeted out about the Walking Dead Quitters Club, and it's like all these reviews each week where their percentage, where they're finally going to quit, and they all quit after this episode. So let's squeeze in you know what? We don't have time for that. Here's what we're going to do. We need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I don't know why I find this funny, but there's these two Australian guys that occasionally do play-by-play at the end of NFL games.
Okay.
And it's rather profane, but it's very funny.
All right.
And this week they chose the Sunday night 6-6 finish, which of course had some moments where, Jong has hopefully cleaned it up to where we can run it. And I don't know if it's going to work with all the bleeping. I did put a not safe for work version on my website if you want to hear it, but let's give it a try.
For the ball game, Captain Sparrow, it's in. Oh no, he's hit the post. Oh, can you believe it? How did he miss? It's like having a woman all lubed up. You're about to stick it in, and somehow you slip down the perineum skin, and you end up in her arsehole.
This is for the ball game.
Whoa.
Oh, no. You know what? He's missed it.
Bad idea. This was a bad idea.
Okay, I didn't know what that was.
You got the wrong one. Did you not bleep that stuff out?
I did. I didn't know what that was.
Oh. Oh, boy. Never mind.
So you didn't... yeah, that was your short Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
I gave him 2 days on that.
Jung, I got to tell you.
2 days.
No, I didn't know what that word is.
It's human anatomy 101, Jung. When he says you've got her all lubed up and you miss, you slide down her perineum and you end up in her.
Yeah.
Even though it sounds like, ow. He didn't say ow.
What an absolute failure. My one contribution to the show today. Thank you, Jung. I appreciate that. God bless. You know what?
Listen, my bad.
This just—it's a long story. I know. Yeah. I. Never mind. This. Let's grab a phone call. I can't even read the names from here now. What an ultimate disaster that was.
That was not going to go well for us.
No. Because I did specifically ask, will there be too many bleeps?
Because John's in there Pokemoning. I don't know what he's doing. He's on his cell phone.
I hope he got his Squirtle out of that.
Yeah.
No, I did bleep, but I just missed that one.
There were two things there, I think.
Let's get to HR. You're on the Blitz. What's up, HR?
Guys, sports, right?
Sports to you.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk about the Walking Dead a little bit. I know it's kind of off sports topic, but I'm an acting teacher, and I'm a long-time, like, loyal fan of The Walking Dead, and that one did it for me. Like, I'm done with it now. I'll tell you why. Because they lost characterization. The characterization's gone, and they went with kind of the cheap thrills that you're talking about. But I do also have to say, as an actor, like, it's really hard to not be yourself, like, when you get off the set. So just kind of, you know, talking about the guy that plays Negan, he's fantastic, like a great actor. And I actually think that shows me how much a better actor he is, because he's a nice guy, but yet he can turn flip the script on like that, become this other person. That's all I have to say. Thank God.
All right. Yeah, I like that too, but I just don't want to see it. I don't want that. And I will say, like, Glenn was kind of the moral compass of that whole show, and which I'm glad Glenn got killed. Which, by the way, spoiler alert, it's been like 72 hours.
Yeah, you've had enough time now.
Yeah, but I did think that it's kind of weird that they're clearly going in a different direction, is what it boils down to.
If you do want to hear the rest of that, it is on my website on today's update.
Oh, boy.
But it's not safe for work. That version is not bleeped. I make it very clear on there, though. Yeah. I don't want you going to it if it's not, you know, something you're into. But all right, let's get Jim on A&M. What's up, Jim?
Hey guys,
sports.
I have not talked to you guys before, but I think the introductory comment is what sports. Is that it? Sports.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Hey, yeah, I mainly talked to John and Sean and Dylan, the Yahoos, in the earlier sessions, but I want to talk about my fight Tech Aggies. The past weekend was obviously disappointing. We were actually in the ball game for a period of time, and then there was about 5 minutes that everything went south, and it just illustrated how you have zero margin for error against Alabama. They're just so damn good. But my question to you guys is, I'm not thinking like I'm a homer right now. I'm an alumni. I've watched the football team this year, and I really think we can run the table and go undefeated. So if everything else falls into place, do you guys see a situation or a scenario where we can get into the Final Four and then take our chances? Because
all right, let me cut you off there. Appreciate the call. Just this show, please get to the point a lot faster. Here's the thing: can you run the table the rest of the way? Absolutely.
Take doing something they've never done, and that's beating LSU,
which I think they can do. I think that's going to be a close game, but frankly, I don't think there's any embarrassment in losing to Alabama. However, I think then it's going to come down to, for one thing, I think there's going to be four champions with one loss, and I don't think they're going to take a runner-up. If there's not, then they'd be in that conversation, but it's still a long shot because, frankly, at the end, would they have a better resume than Louisville, who would be the other contender for that? Yeah. Would they have a better one than Ohio State? Depends on what Ohio State does. What if Ohio State beats Michigan now? I think there's a lot of moving parts to that.
Because one of those teams is getting in. Absolutely.
One of those teams is in.
I mean, unless some ridiculous thing happens,
unless Nebraska winds up surprising everybody, which I don't see happening. Washington is certainly in almost at this point. They
have a couple tough games coming up, but I think Washington is
good enough to win.
Enough to win those games. I think Washington has been one of the fun surprises of the college football season.
And I think your ACC champ is in.
I do too, unless Clemson loses to Florida State, which. And that's when it gets murky, because then does Louisville have a chance to work their way back in?
Well, and that's the thing. I think if Louisville has a chance to, that's a team to watch out for. That's the one team I think could give
the problem is
Bama some trouble.
So Louisville, or let's say, I mean, any of these other teams, like if Ohio State has one loss, they're going to have a win over Michigan, and that's going to be really big at the end of the year. That's going to look really good. The problem for Texas A&M is their game that would have been a pound your chest, look at us, we did it, that they would have had to beat Alabama. Then they could they have beat Alabama and lost to LSU and still got in? I think possibly.
Yeah, but no, they have to. They're going to have to beat Alabama, or they got to beat LSU. Here's the problem. I think Ole Miss is not going to look like as sexy a win when they win that game. The one thing they really need to count on is Tennessee and Auburn to keep winning, because those will look like good wins later on in the season, especially the way Auburn's playing now. And, yeah. and that means maybe Auburn upsets Alabama, and that changes things. But that's really what you have to hope for, is that Auburn and Tennessee in particular continue to win football games, because in the end, I don't think your win over Arkansas is going to look as good. Ole Miss is not going to look as good, because, hell, they may not even be bowl eligible when it's all said and done. And you need LSU to keep winning as well. And if that happens, all that happens, but then...
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Well, let's also remember, if West Virginia wins out, which, I mean, we talk about the Big 12 a lot.
Possible.
And how basically every team but Kansas is as good as the next team, so nothing would shock me. If West Virginia won out, it wouldn't shock me.
No.
An unbeaten Big 12 team, an unbeaten Power 5 team, is going to get into that playoff.
Most likely, because they'll have enough quality wins. And,
yeah.
And they also, even out of conference, they played Missouri, which not great, but that's
an SEC
game.
Yeah.
They played BYU, which is no slouch either. So
the Big 12 sucks, but they played a good non-conference schedule. And if they're undefeated, they do not want to set the precedent of leaving undefeated Power 5 teams out for teams that didn't even win their division of their conference.
But I do think it's going to be hard for them to stay undefeated.
Oh, I do too.
Oklahoma, they do have Oklahoma at home, but that trip to Oklahoma State's not going to be easy. Texas, it looks like, will be easy at this point. They still have Kansas and Iowa State left on their schedule.
Free squares.
They did get, and they got by Kansas State at home. That was the big one, barely, and then they crushed TCU. So, and then Baylor the last week, we still don't know what Baylor is, and we're still not going to find out, but if it comes down to those two teams being undefeated going into that game, the Big 12 is getting a spot.
But I do think that Aggie fan was right. I don't think you should be giving up hope just yet.
Because no.
If a bunch of things break the right way, they're not out of it yet. And when you say that was disappointing, I got to be honest. And everybody who knows me knows I'm not an Aggie fan. But if I were an Aggie fan, I wouldn't be too disappointed. I mean, you lost your undefeated season, but yeah. I wouldn't be too disappointed with the performance.
I think you're the second best team in that conference. You might have the second best team in the country. Who knows?
And the reality is, whoever it is, Michigan, Clemson, Ohio State, Washington, if somebody beats Alabama, they're going to have to play a perfect or near perfect game, and they're going to have to catch Alabama on an off day. And I don't think Texas A&M did either of those things. No, Alabama was clicking, and A&M didn't play a perfect game.
Well, and they needed Trevor Knight to be outstanding, and he wasn't. That was the thing. All right. Hey, guys. Jong, do we have a winner of our Bedrock City Comic Company gift card?
Yes, we do.
You wanna
do that after the break?
No, let's do that now, because it's going to lead into something.
Okay. We got two people that said Corey Kluber. One said he was Mr. Freeze for freezing the Cubs, and the other said that he was Bullseye. And I'm going to give it to the one with the Twitter. We'll refresh. Give it to the Bullseye Twitter.
Okay.
And I'll reach out to them on Twitter to get their info.
All right, and congratulations. You win a Bedrock City Comic Company gift card for $25 and a T-shirt. And you know what I would do with that gift card? I'd head right down to Bedrock City Comic Company right now. They got five great locations around the city: Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, and Sugarland. And or you can go to bedrockcity.com. They've got so many cool things. And coming up in just 2 days, that's when the Halloween sale starts. It's only one of only two sales they do each year. And you know these guys are going to do it for Halloween. Back issues, 50% off. New comics, 10% off. Graphic novels, 40% off. You want to go get in on your Walking Dead and read up on what was really good before the show went to hell? 40% off. And apparel, 25 to 50% off. Just a great, great sale. And if you stop by on October 29th, you're going to get free comics. That's right. They'll have the free Halloween Comic Fest comics just for stopping by to see them on Halloween. And the free comics are while supplies last, of course. And for my Game of Thrones nerds, they have an entire display of Game of Thrones stuff. The owner, Richard, is fantastic. The GM, Mike, the marketing director, Tiffany, all these guys, man, got a chance to meet them. And they're all about comics, and they're so much fun. And just love doing business with these guys. Go and check them out. And if you got that $25 gift card, congratulations. Swing on by one of the stores. If you didn't win, hey, swing by one of those stores anyway. Great gifts for your kids, for yourself, for your friends. That's Bedrock City Comics, bedrockcity.com.
We got to keep them separated.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Fall into savings and a great night's sleep at Texas Mattress Makers today. Save from 5 to 50% off factory prices. Real savings when you buy straight from the factory. And with these kind of savings, we're making it easier to add up beds donated to the Houston Children's Charity. Every child counts. For every purchase of $500 or more, Texas Mattress Makers will donate a bed to a Houston child in need. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation, Navigation in Lockwood. TexasMattressMakers.com. The best sleep at the best price. Texas Mattress Makers.
Football season is finally here, and you have to head to your local Sawgrass Steakhouse with 57 locations and growing. There is one in the city you're going to be at for your game. Waco, Austin, College Station, Houston, we have you covered at Sawgrass Steakhouse. They are the best at what they do. 25 years of perfection, average just doesn't cut it. Get ready for the big game with a great meal at Sawgrass Steakhouse. Head to sawgrass.com, find the location nearest you, and enjoy a great steak before the game. That's sawgrass.com.
Hey, honey.
Mia.
Can you hand me the crossword?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Thanks.
Ah, look at this. This is unbelievable.
What is?
Well, Houston's debt is now bigger than Detroit's. Tell me how that happened.
Come on. I mean, look who's in charge.
What do you mean?
Well, Houston's under Democrat control, right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. They've overspent, the pension system is in shambles, and it's getting worse every year.
Oh, you are right. And when you look at Harris County, it's led by Republicans. The county's budget is balanced, and they sure aren't having the problems Houston is.
Yep. Well, it just goes to show that leadership does make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm urging my friends to vote straight ticket for every Republican candidate on the ballot, including judges.
Well, I'd say that is some good advice.
You can make a difference. In this election, vote straight ticket for every Republican and every Republican judge. Political ad paid for by Harris County Republican Party.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Dick's Sporting Goods. They are in Houston. They've got 10 new stores in the Houston area. Willowbrook, which is right up by me, Deerbrook Mall, the Woodlands Mall, First Colony, and then two more stores, Katy and Baybrook Malls. They're huge buildings that actually have a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy all under one roof. What that means? Means whatever your sport, whatever you're into, they've got it covered at Dick's Sporting Goods. They're going to have shoes for everything. They're going to have, if you're into golf, if you're into tennis, if you're into snow skiing, if you're into mountain biking, you're into fishing, kayaking, they've got you covered. Believe me, I walked around the store in Willowbrook on Saturday. There's not a sport that you play that they don't have the gear for. And if you're into the team sports, they've got the footwear and apparel for all of that as well. They've got a bunch of great in-store services. You can get your golf clubs fitted. You can try a driver out in the virtual hitting bay. They'll steam your glove for you if you play baseball or softball. Guys, these Dick's Sporting Goods are the first stores of their kind in the whole country, and they picked Houston to open them up in. I promise you, you go to these other sporting goods stores around town, it's not the same. The game has changed, my friends. Dick's has it going on. To find out more about the new locations for Dick's, check them out at dicks.com/Houston. That's Dick's Sporting Goods, now in Houston.
Packers Falcons NFL 3:30 Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Get your thumbs ready and come out to Revelry on Richmond Wednesday at 7. That's today, right?
Today is Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, today at 7. Or is that next week? That's today? You better get your butts out there right now because it's 6:51.
Oh, boy.
So hustle out the Revelry on Richmond for the first ever Gamer Wall Madden Tournament. The winner takes home a copy of Madden, credit on the GamerWall.com, and a chance to go to the big game in February. You can even sign up early using the promo code Revelry. Just log on to the GamerWall.com. I love the all four major sports are going on. You guys are talking about this stuff, guy. It's like, man, dude, we did 3 full hours of sports yesterday. I know you guys can't listen to every minute of every show. That's why we have the podcast, so. But really, we talked about the World Series. We talked a little bit about the two basketball games. You really want us to break down Rockets versus
football.
Lakers?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, we've got starting tomorrow, we'll have games again. We'll have plenty of football.
You didn't want us to break any more of that Texans game down.
And, you know, we talked a lot about the Aggies on Monday, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've talked about UH. We've talked about everything this week. So, yeah, I think every now and then, if we're going to go off on a different topic, fine. If you want all sports, go to First Take where they're going to ask you wonderful questions like, are the Warriors worse off because they got Kevin Durant after one game? Do we have time for deaths or should we just pass?
What's the score on the baseball game?
It's 1-0 in favor of the Cubs. The Cubs have taken the lead.
Andrew Miller time.
Top of the second.
Well, they better have him hit. So, John, do we even have time for a couple minutes? They're not great deaths. Well, I'll narrow them down. So let's go. This is how we close the show every week. By the way, coming up at 7, Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters. I bet Glenn would have loved that conversation.
Yeah, is Glenn here today? Is it a live show or a recording?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, good. I'm going to talk to Glenn.
All right. 2016, Bob Allen, Houston sports reporter.
He made famous deaths?
He did.
Big star.
He was a big noise here, man. And also from an era when people got their news from TV guys, which they don't anymore. But for a long time, they did.
TV guys are a bunch of jokers now, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. It's just nobody watches local TV for news and sports.
That's true. I don't.
I say nobody. I don't. You don't. John doesn't.
Nobody else does.
Nobody I know does.
If we don't, nobody does.
Probably not.
You know what's crazy, though? One of our interns, Latasha, Mario Ellie was in here with Joel and Barry. And we were like, I was like, hey, do you know who that is in there? She goes, no. And then she found out that he is married to, I think, Gina Gaston. And she started flipping out because Gina Gaston is a news anchor. And she had no idea who Mario Ellie was. But Gina Gaston, apparently, like, she went a little crazy.
Really? I don't even know who Gina Gaston is.
I think she's on ABC 13.
But that's Mario Ellie's wife?
Yes.
Oh.
I know a few that, but only guys like Nuno, who I work with, and that's about it.
Adam Wexler.
Oh, yeah, Wex. Okay. Same thing, though. No, from radio. I hate to say it. Screw these deaths. They're not any good.
Okay.
I hate to say it, but I don't watch. There's no reason for me to watch local sports. By the time the show comes on, I already know everything that's happened that I care about. And, oh, well. I think...
Shocking development.
Yeah.
Miami-Dade County authorities say the strong odor of alcohol was found on Jose Fernandez and two other men in a boat when they died in a crash last month.
I wanted to talk about that because the hints have been there that not only was this alcohol-infused, but that he was a big part of it.
I mean, it sucks either way, but, I mean, I like, no one would say that early on.
Well, everybody's honoring the guy and everything, and I'm kind of like, man, you might want to pump the brakes if you find out that this was a stupidity thing. I mean, it's still tragic, but come on.
Yeah.
I think it's because he was so liked by everybody.
Yeah, he was. He's a good dude. A good pitcher.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. We will try this again tomorrow. Great job, Jong, up until the end. Great job, Hoffman.
No, that was a bad job.
Yeah, Jong didn't do great.
Yeah, we're going to give Jong a D today. Still better than me. I get a D-. See you guys tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.